What is the debt ceiling? When was it created and why?
I honestly can't remember exactly when it was created, but it was not something that we originally had. The debt ceiling is a limit on the amount of debt that the U.S. government can have outstanding. And when it is approached by the debt that the government issues, Congress has to pass a bill to raise the debt ceiling. And this happens all the time. If you look in recent decades, it's happened many times in each administration because the national debt keeps going up, sometimes more slowly, sometimes more rapidly. And each time Congress raises the debt ceiling, they choose a new number to raise it to. As long as the government proceeds without hitting that debt ceiling, it doesn't really come into play. But then, as the debt ceiling is approached again, Congress has to pass a new bill to raise it. And frequently, when the debt ceiling is approached, they take that opportunity to talk about the policies that the government's following, and usually the party out of power makes some complaints. But this is really the first time in my memory that we had this kind of crisis associated with the debt ceiling. We've had other crises associated with the federal budget. Just in this winter, President Obama and Congress had to agree to an extension of certain tax provisions, stimulus provisions, and other tax provisions in order to get a government budget passed, which was a separate budget associated problem. That was not an issue of the debt ceiling. But without an increase in the debt ceiling, we've been told that by August 2nd, the national debt limit will have been hit, and at that point, there'll have to be a reduction in spending to avoid an increase in debt and a default on the outstanding debt.